Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Greg Manarino, Monday, April 21st, 2025, pre-market report. I hope all you guys and girls had a great long weekend and a happy Easter. But people, we got to get back on track. The U.S. dollar is getting blasted, and people are paying attention to what's happening here. This is huge. So this is Reuters this morning. Dollar weakness and trade worries boost gold to record high, and the dollar is getting slaughtered. Let me show you what this looks like. This is unrelenting. The dollar, as I've been telling you, it's screaming, it's crying, it's kicking, hoping for a lifeline, but we're not going to get one. We're not going to get one because this is what's happening all weekend. Trump is screaming from rooftops yet again how he wants lower rates, and this means a weaker dollar. He will not tell people this. Again, it's completely omitted from the statement. As a matter of fact, read this. Trump wants to lower interest rates to counteract the inflation from his own tariff policies. This is so twisted. This is fortune. Lowering rates kills the dollar purchasing power. It makes inflation worse. It does help multinational corporations. That's what this is all about. You see, this guy here, Trump, okay? He believes that you are stupid. He believes that you don't understand the concept that lower rates means a weaker dollar loss of purchasing power. Again, what are the two fundamental truths in economics and finance? Number one, to have a strong economy, you need a strong currency. Number two, to have a strong currency, you need a corresponding rate of interest high enough to support the purchasing power of the currency. But you see, Trump here believes with his heart and whatever his black soul has inside that you don't understand these concepts here. And to twist this around that he wants lower rates to counteract the tariffs here is yet another proof positive that he believes you're stupid. I think that he honestly must, I don't know what it is here, believe, again, that the people that follow his work are sub-morons, or follow him, are sub-morons of the highest order. You see, that's not you and I. You and I realize what's going on, and people are paying attention here. The dollar is getting decimated. America is going down a rat hole. How about this one? Manufacturing sentiment craters as Trump tariffs begin to bite. Let's see what this says here. Manufacturing sector has slipped into contraction this year as costs continue to surge and suppliers weigh the impact of President Trump's tariff policies. We're not bringing back manufacturing. This is obviously backfiring in a massive way. No, would you bring your company back here to the United States if you realize that we're being destroyed from within? I don't think you would here. In fact, I know you wouldn't. So again, look, situation here, dollar getting decimated. People are paying attention. You see what's going on here. Let's talk about a couple of other things before we move on, people. So the U.S. 10-year yield, all right, we're still bouncing around here, somewhat unstable, but not terrible, not terrible. You've got Dow futures down across the board. The stock market is about to get hit again. Lovely. You got cryptos higher across the board. You got gold and silver catching a bid. People, look. How do I say this to you guys and girls another way? My eyes are burning out of my head. That's not what I meant to say. I had some hand lotion on. I touched my eyes and it's burning really bad. Let's talk about a few other things here. What do we know? We got to get out of the dollar, man. We have some type of very dark force right now that is seeking to control you. Not just the nation. The United States is being systematically erased. But you got to get out of this asset, the dollar. You all know that. Here's an interesting headline for you. Silver could finally be a better investment opportunity than gold. People, there's no comparison. What I look at, the Dow gold ratio, gold silver ratio. This tells us that silver is the most undervalued asset in the world, as I've been telling you for a very, very long time. I love gold, and gold is hitting a record on the back of the dollar getting decimated, but it's silver. It's silver where you want to be, people. Oh, man, this is bad. Silver's where you want to be, people, period. The end. I don't know another way to say this to you. Every day that you are holding dollars in your bank accounts, in your pocket, wherever they may be, You're losing purchasing power, meaning you're getting poorer. You're getting weaker. And President Trump's screaming from rooftops over and over again. Now, this is a game. You know this is a game. The Fed wants to inflate. The goal of every single central bank is to issue more of their products. The Fed will be cutting rates. We heard from them repeatedly over and over and over again. The ECB, the European Central Bank, just cut rates, people. And that means the Fed's going to follow suit, which means the dollar is guaranteed to lose purchasing power. There's not a single roadblock being put up right now to stop the tsunami inflation that's already started and which is coming at us here. This is a mechanism of destruction. Again, where does the wealth come from that gets shoved right up to the 1 and 2%? Is it gets sucked right out of the economy? It gets sucked right out of you. And the 1 and 2%, they're laughing because they got the perfect player in here. As we all knew would happen before the presidential selection here. I told you, whoever they selected, whether it was the cackling Kamala or the illustrious Donald Trump, would be the biggest traitor to the United States in the history of the world here. They'd be working directly with the Fed to raise rates. This is a game, this back and forth between the Fed and Trump. I want lower rates, not a mention at all, as this means a loss of purchasing power and more inflation, a weaker currency, which allows the Fed to issue more of their currency. What does that do? It makes the Fed stronger. People don't understand these concepts. The more any central bank is allowed to inflate via any mechanism, okay, whether it's buying debt, issuing debt through one door, buying it back through another, this vortex that central banks, this game that they play with all of us. I mean, they issue currency through one door. You know this. Here, currency, these are units of debt. They buy the debt back via another door, government debt, to support the Ponzi. That's all this is. But the Ponzi is destroying all of us. And now the Federal Reserve has the perfect puppet to say, I want lower rates. I want lower rates. Demand, demand. It's going to counteract my tariffs. Counteract the tariffs. The tariffs are a tax on all of us. We all know that. At least I hope you do at this point here. It's not paid by nations, although President Trump never told you that. He told you that it is. It's paid by Canada and China and Mexico. They pay it. No, it's not true. Paid by the importers and exporters. Those costs are passed on to you. And now he's saying, well, let me weaken the dollar further to counteract this. All it's going to do is exacerbate the problem. But again, he believes that the people that follow him are sub-morons of the highest possible order, or the lowest, I don't know, very low IQ people. That's not you and I. You and I function way outside the box, you understand? So again, people, the premise that you and I have been following since forever here is bet against the system. Hold hard assets. You people, I can't imagine a better spot to be in right now, ever before in the history of this channel here of Lions, okay? To be hoarding gold, especially silver, gaining exposure to commodities. And if you want to take advantage of this market, people, just for a second, go look at what I did for all of you. Every day, I do a breakdown of the S&P 500, what's going on here, how to trade it. Crude oil, which is getting hit right now. Gold, Bitcoin, XRP. Why? Because all you guys asked for it. There's a link in the description of this video. It's 100% free. Click on it. Go look at what I wrote there. It's been pretty much spot on. I'm not going to say 100%, but I'm going to say better than 90% since I started doing this. Better than 90%. I mean, you can't do better than that. No one possibly can. I'm not a machine. I don't have any crystal ball. I just am able to analyze the data because I'm paying attention like you are. We're raising our awareness. We're connecting with the source. You know what I'm talking about here. It opens your eyes to everything that's going around and going on here. We are being destroyed from within. You understand? From within. And this mechanism of dollar destruction is an economic wrecking machine. Again, think about what you know to be true. To have a strong economy, you need a strong currency. When you have a duppy president, a dark force like this, demonic, let's just call it what it is. He serves Satan. President Trump serves Satan along with his sidekick, Elon Musk. They serve Satan. That's who they serve. That's why we, the people, are being brought to our knees. They're bringing us to our knees so we beg on our knees for a new system. We're not getting on our knees for anyone except God the Father. You understand? That's it. That's as far as I see this, how I see it. I think we're all on the same page. I would hope so. Anyway, look, guys and girls, man, we have to understand who our enemy is and what they're working towards. It's too simple to understand. We must stay ahead of the curve on this across the board. We are being erased. I've been telling you this forever now here. So right now, let's just sum this up. The U.S. dollar is getting blasted yet again. Nations don't want our dollar. Nations don't want our debt. The Fed wants to inflate, and they got the duppy president saying, I want lower rates. How does the Fed lower rates? It has to create currency out of nothing, buy the debt. It's called quantitative easing. And they're going to, people, we know this is going to happen. The Fed's going to pump the market. They're going to suppress rates from here to oblivion here that, again, tries to maintain that door open to allow cash to make its way into the stock market. It ain't working right now. This market is taking quite a hit. But again, we're not seeing a real crash yet. The real crash will begin and end in the debt market. You all know that. This is a pretty vicious corrective phase that we're in. When the Fed cuts rates, and they're going to multiple times moving forward, you're going to see this market turn around as they kill the dollar, as they artificially suppress rates. And you, realize what I'm saying, you're going to bankroll it. You're going to bankroll it all with your blood, your sweat, your tears, your hopes, and your dreams. What should you expect in this kind of environment? When you have world leaders, in this case, President Trump, and of course, Elon Musk, and the whole Trump clan, who serves Satan, well, then this is exactly what you would expect to see, because that's exactly what's going on here. And if you're too blind to see that, I'm going to urge you right now, stop watching this video. Focus on reconnecting with the source. Otherwise, you're going down with the dark side. And it's pretty freaking obvious, at least in my opinion here. All right, guys and girls, listen, we got this down. We covered a lot today. We're on target. We've been on target. We're freaking invincible because, again, why? We know where our power lies, the source. That's where we gain our insight, our ability to do everything here. You understand? And they're looking to destroy us. They're not going to. There's no way. It can't happen because we're on the right side, people. We're on the right side. Love all of you from the heart with all I got, people. Let's do this here. Let's unify. Let's come together as one voice and let's punch a hole right through this freaking Babylon system that's looking to destroy us all. I don't know another way to put it. And we must remain vigilant, diligent, take action. Don't just sit here and suck your thumb off in some corner, all right? Ponder the things that are going on. You're seeing the death of the dollar here, which means the death of the United States. Again, nations don't want our dollar. You don't want our dollar. Nations don't want our debt. You wouldn't even dream of holding our debt here. You got the Federal Reserve buying it all here, which is their goal, to become the lenders and buyers of last resort, to gain ultimate power over all of us. Okay? Well, you know what? Not you and I. There is no way. All right, that's it. I'll see you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern, for the live stream, people. If you got something out of this video, let me know. If not, let me know, too. Tell me where I got it wrong. That's the challenge. Tell me where I got this wrong today. Okay, let me know. I'm just too curious. Watch for the bots. Watch for the paid shills, of course. They're going to come out. They can't stand the truth. It burns them. You know what I'm talking about. And you know why it burns them. Because the truth comes from the light. They can't stand the light. But you and I, that's where we walk. We walk together, I and I, okay, in the light. Make sense to you? All right, guys, I'll see you later. Love you all. Until we meet again later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern, for the live stream. Please take care of yourselves. Take care of each other.